G-54, ICA headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. A rare ringtone emanated from Valerie Slater's phone as she was being ushered out of the ICA building, and it was one which immediately informed her of who was calling. Given what had just happened, with William Godfrey flat out disappearing in an alien flash that occurred before the world's foremost leaders and was witnessed indirectly by billions around the globe, it came as little surprise. "Absolutely not," she said within seconds of the question, a direct request to permit the Secret Service agents stationed in Birchwood to cross into the proximity zone around Dan McCarthy's home, a zone Slater had explicitly insisted they respect following an avoidable heated interaction between Clark McCarthy and an agent only a month or so earlier. It would be pointless, and she knew this without feeling the need to explain it. The unusual sway the McCarthys held, which Slater was at least glad they didn't hold over her head, meant that troubling them with no conceivable benefit was something everyone was keen to avoid. Since Slater had been the one to request the family's formal protection in the first place, her word went and the proximity zone remained intact. As she and countless other leaders were led into a pen-like containment zone of their own outside the ICA building, almost 6,000 miles from Birchwood, Slater wished Godfrey had been there to call off his security goons and save her from the ignominy of standing with so many unimportant delegates as though she was one of them, rather than one of Dan McCarthy's two deputy planetary liaisons. The look on the face of Ding Ziyang, her fellow deputy, told Slater in no uncertain terms that he was feeling similar disdain at the situation. Like her, however, Ding was far more concerned about what had sparked this evacuation than the optics of its specific arrangements. Why the messengers had taken Godfrey was a mystery to the world's two most powerful heads of state, but the equally unanswerable question of why they had done so in as sudden and public a manner as they just had was far more than a mystery. It was a cause for grave concern.